everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Jimothy the raccoon taking over Roku City, the foot scratcher on the carnival cruise, the mermaid muckbanger who doesn't eat everybody's cooking, and Selena S. Titties crying over being betrayed by her drag sisters. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Ahoy, matey.
I really don't think we've ever started with an ahoy, matey.
She's starting. Are you familiar with the cruise?
Tom?
No, close.
No. Terry?
I went live right before this and I said, okay, y'all, what are the hot topics for today? What do you need us to discuss on the podcast? Everybody was talking
said
about
the cruise.
The foot cruise. Foot cruise. Cruise foot.
Never heard of it.
I was like,
but
girl.
That's normal for me, you know, as a geriatric millennial. I don't know these things.
Well, I didn't know these things either. I'm like, I look away from the internet for 5 minutes and you miss like 10 trending topics and they're all gone the next day. While I went searching and listener, honey, I saw something disturbing. What do you think? What do you think if I were to tell you something is in the news with a foot on a cruise?
They found a foot and they don't know whose it is.
Oh, no.
On the cruise.
Well, yes, they found a foot. It was still attached to whose it was. But yes, they found the foot.
They found a foot. It was dismembered.
Nope.
They don't know whose it was because everybody on the cruise has both feet. But it did have French tips.
Oh, no, that is not what happened. No.
Is this like the Shrek foot fleshlight?
The Shreshlight? No.
Shrek foot fleshlight.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
Remember when people used to say that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think I still say it. What do you mean what people used to say? I don't think so.
Like, when someone's trying something and you're like, I don't think so.
Las Culturistas should put out a honey brand called I Don't Think So. Hello?
Listen, they've already got an award show and we shouldn't give them any more ideas.
We never gave them that idea. Wow, Corey, you think you invented awards or shows?
I do think our categories tend to be funnier than theirs.
Okay, whoa, I'm not a part of the shade campaign from Corey Cool.
If they're looking,
I come in peace as a person who's peaceful. I come in peace to our sister podcast, Los Culturistas.
Are they?
Anyway, we have to talk about the foot cruise, the cruise foot. So
I'm waiting.
There's a video that's been going around of somebody at... We went on a cruise together, me and you. We went to Alaska. You remember the dining rooms? Not necessarily the buffet, but the dining room where the tables and servers...
That was my biggest complaint about the cruise is that there was like a fancy restaurant area, but then there was like a hot buffet for those who didn't plan ahead.
Well, let me... Okay, side note. The restaurant is... not worth your
time.
It's the same exact same experience.
It's the same food. It's just rearranged differently.
Right. And not at your fingertips. If you go to the buffet, it's like, okay, get what you want as much as you want, as quickly as you want. When it's the restaurant, you have to sit there and wait for it. I think the fuck not.
I'll be getting mashed potatoes from the hot bar anytime I can.
Well, listener, the cruise.
Are you going to tell me about the foot cruise?
I'm telling you. There was somebody at the cruise restaurant and they were sitting at their table
barefoot
with worse
French
tips with their foot up, you know, like kind of on their knee. So like they're crossing one leg so that their foot is up a little. The foot is sticking out from underneath the table. Okay. And they're scratching it. As much as it's giving, what's it called where you got a little fungal?
Athlete's foot.
Athlete's foot. Okay, so and the camera zooms in, and it is flaky. It is like the server at the restaurant came around and said, "Would you like any Parmesan cheese?" But the cheese is from the foot, honey, and it's falling, and it gets worse.
We didn't go on no carnival cruise.
It was a carnival cruise, I think. And she takes the foot, the hand that she's
her.
Yes. Well, I don't know.
She done already had herses.
She already done scratched herses. She's scratching. And then she uses the same hand to eat her food. Then she takes her fork and decides her fingernails are not scratchy enough. She uses her fork on the foot. Scratch, 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 scratch. Foot, scratch.
I'm watching it right now.
She's gonna get athlete. Oh, she got the athlete's foot. She's got the. She's
got
the
something.
Athlete's tongue. It's over.
She's got the something, and that's coming from me, whose feet don't always look great because of my running.
Oh, you heard that here first. Let's get them a rating.
Oh, her foot's giving frosted flakes.
Yeah, and I don't like what I see, and I don't want to be near it. I don't want to be eating near it. Yes, I know. And I think Carnival had to put out a press release. That's what somebody in the TikTok chat said. But who knows? Unverified sources.
Yes, Cruise Line, people.com, Cruise Line addresses viral video of Fork Girl.
Fork girl, not fork girl.
Oh, wow. They did. They posted. We can confirm that our forks are intended for food, not foot care. Once we became aware of the situation, our team quickly addressed it with the guest and removed the utensil from service.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what is the best utensil for foot scratching? A fork is good. A knife is bad. A spoon, it's not good enough. A spork, maybe a good.
Thingamabob. I've got plenty.
Well, if you're on a cruise, you're way more likely to be near a thingamabob. Is a thingamabob just a fork? I think so.
Yeah.
Well, okay. A fork is good. A spoon, a spork actually, I think, is probably the best because you can scratch and it will collect and you don't have to worry about the litter.
What about twin drag queens named Thingamabob and Thingamajig?
Okay, you have my attention. I think. Okay.
Yes. Who would you rather be?
Thingamajig. Yes.
You think you can dance?
Well, kind of. You know what? Remember when Bob and Thorgy were doing the choreographed synchronized dancing?
Love Pink.
Close, yes. Well, you know what I'm talking about? The video of them doing the... maybe it's like the dance from Chicago or something.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
about?
And
that's Thingamabob and Thingamajig? Is that what you're saying?
It's Thingamabob and Thorgymajig, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be into it. What do you know about Kowinky Dink?
Well, when something is a Kowinky Dink, it's kind of like a fun little coincidence.
Where do you think that comes from?
Speech impediment. I think
a stutter?
A stutter, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. If somebody comes up, you know, I keep getting content of people with stutters trying to talk to people at grocery stores, like to, you know.
That was in my algorithm for a while.
Somebody with a stutter tried to talk to a woman and she got scared shitless. I think she thought it was like a prank, but this guy who's like, you know, trying to what's it
build
called
confidence.
Where you face your
challenges. Trying to work through it.
Yes, exposure therapy. She thought he was casting a spell or something and she was very no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. Yeah, well, I think if somebody with a stutter tried to talk to me, I would give them the time of day. I would give them my patience and my energy. You work through it, mama.
Okay, that's very kind of you.
Unless I'm in a hurry. Then I would have to be a little like, uh-huh, uh-huh. Not, I don't want... Yeah.
I don't think that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, if I'm in a hurry, somebody tried to stop me on a walk yesterday. I was walking home from the gym and they tried to stop me to sell to me. And I just want to be like, listen, I understand this is your job. But these days, nowadays, I am being pitched to buy something every 3 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a no. I don't even want to hear the pitch at this point. Everything's a commercial. Everything's an ad. Which brings us to our sponsor for today's episode. Thank you so much.
Well, girl, I'm like Pokemon Go was invented for me to ignore people on the street. Busking or whatever it's called they're doing.
That's not busking, I think. I think that's just, I don't know what that is.
They're pamphleting, asking for my signature.
The state of the busking world has really deteriorated over here in Los Angeles. I don't know what's happening in the Big Apple, but over here at the Santa Monica Pier, I don't know how it all works. You have to sign up for a spot because there's like stars on the pier. There's like a star and then it has a number in it. So I think you have to reserve that numbered star and that's your spot for the hour or whatever.
It's giving circles on the street COVID.
A little
reserve
bit.
Your circle on the street.
Reserved for the buskers. Well, there's a new
you
duo.
You have to rent a circle on the pier?
It's a star. But yeah, I think, I don't know if you rent it. I don't know if you pay for the spot, but.
Is there still someone who hangs out at the, well, would you call the top of the pier the part in the water or the part on the street?
The end of the pier.
Well, I feel
end.
Like the part closer to the street always had someone with a snake, nope. Like hanging out in
I
the grass
not,
there.
I didn't.
I thought, all right.
No, but there is
your,
there
take
is a
you
little,
and your snake and go.
There is an unhoused neighbor that has a dog on wheels, and the dog on wheels has a sign that is on the dog on wheels, like donate for my vet visits or something. And, you know, I sympathize, but I see them all the time. And I think that dog is really booking it. Like if I had a Pokemon Go, you could just put the Pokemon Go on its little wheels and let that dog hatch an egg or two.
It just runs up and down the pier by itself.
Well, kind of 5 feet behind the unhoused friend.
Gotcha.
Anyway, the state of the busking world has gone wild. There's a lot right now of break dancers who are like form a big crowd and they're like, we're just waiting for a couple more people to join before we begin type of energy. And then they take, you know, tall people from the crowd, put them in a line and they're going to jump over them, run and jump over all of them. And
no.
I would never volunteer for.
I'm old enough to remember Miguel at the VMAs.
Right.
I think he kicked some girl in the face trying to jump a pit.
Well, I as a Pokemon Go wanderer on the pier.
Goer.
I observe from all angles all of these buskers. And so the jumping break dancers, what they'll do is they'll ask people in the crowd, where are you from? They have a response for everybody. So they're like, these are not my words, but they'll be like, oh, you're from Mexico? And then they'll have like a quip about that. And then they'll be like asking for money before they do the big jump. They're like, we don't have enough money in the bucket before we do our big jump. And I'm like, girl, I'm sorry, but do you really need the money in the bucket for the big jump? Just do the big jump. If I was really invested, I would want to see the big jump before I put the money in the bucket. I'm sorry. And what happens if you don't make the jump? Do I get the money back?
I feel like Broad City really made me think that getting on the subway here in New York, that I'd be seeing the buskers and the rappers and the people who spin on the subway poles, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh, you don't?
I haven't seen any of that yet.
Be the change you want to see, honey. Why aren't you spinning?
Because I don't know how to spin.
Well, you know, your life improves when you take side quests. Take a spinning class.
I have seen the guy with the horse lamps in the subway.
Unfamiliar.
Well, It sounds like it is.
Next time you... Well, it doesn't sound like anything that is. You know who I really want you to see?
He makes horse lamps.
What do you mean he makes... The woman who fakes singing?
Sings to Adele.
Yes, I need you to find her.
I have not seen her. I'm sure I could probably. I feel like they have her location posted.
She's kind of a New York City cryptid. There is a there is a new person at the Santa Monica Pier who... The Pokemon Go Everyday Fest really introduced me to who's the regulars. And they probably look at me and they're like, oh, he's the regular. But there's a regular over there in a banana costume who's always on TikTok Live with a little stand for her phone. And I think people are always...
doing Pokemon Go?
No, she's just... Oh. Actually, I'm not sure the gender of the banana.
It's very sharks versus... What are the other people called?
I don't know.
West Side Story.
The sharks versus
sharks versus them other people, but it's very the buskers against you Pokemon Go players.
It kind of is.
Yes.
There is a new duo.
West Side Story.
There's a new duo of buskers that are they have a cat that you can pay to feed, and they are singing the whole time. And it's a woman and a man, and neither of them can carry a tune. Neither of them can hit a note, but they are singing and people are filming. Oh, there is a everyday man who has a huge sign that says, I need money for weed. And if he catches you trying to take a picture of this sign, he'll turn around. And if you go up to him and ask for a picture, he says, for a donation. And I'm like, yes.
You want to take a picture of his sign? It's
everybody,
sign.
All the teenagers are trying to take pictures of the
does
sign.
Does it got a glitter or anything on
it? No,
is
it's
nice
just,
sign?
It's a bigger sign than the door in Titanic. It's huge. He's holding it horizontal.
Did his mom go to Walgreens and get him a poster board for the project?
I don't know. But I see him always trying to hide his sign. I'm like, I get it, sir. You need to make your money too.
You know who I wish I could see?
Who?
Jimothy.
Speaking of cryptids. Okay, so Jimothy, let's talk about it. Think about it. Talk about it. Jimothy is a raccoon?
Yes, genetically.
So Jimothy is a raccoon that has the genetics of a raccoon or not?
I think he has the genetics of a rat. Half rat,
less
half raccoon.
Rat. It's kind of sure.
He's either spherical raccoon. He's either missing a chromosome or has an extra chromosome.
Okay. Well, he's a special friend of the pod. What can we nominate him for? Because he really breakout star of the year. Jimothy keeps getting spotted. Is he in New York? He keeps getting spotted. There's videos
no,
of him.
Seattle.
Oh, he's in Seattle.
He's closer to you. You're going to have to take a trip up to visit.
Okay. I fear somebody's going to capture Jimothy and...
Oh, for sure. And eat him.
Not eat him. No, treat him like a circus freak. He's going to be...
He's being busked at the Santa Monica Pier.
He's busking in Seattle. There's only one way up from there.
Ugh. I like the way that he runs.
I do love seeing all of people's like footage of him that they've collected over the years keeps emerging of like, oh, new footage of him when he was little. I like the idea of local celebrities. I very much like the idea of local animal celebrities. And I do fear for the animal. Somebody's going to take that animal.
Of all the dogs that got to be mayor, why not Jimothy? That's what I want to know.
T. I mean, and if anybody's going to do it, Seattle.
Hello.
I did see that Jimothy Jimothy has entered Roku City.
Okay. Did you post that or did I see that elsewhere?
I posted it. You know, I got to watch Roku City for a little bit. I went and visited my sister in Montana and she got Roku City on her TV.
Well, let me tell you, the first apartment that I lived in here in New York, the temporary place before we were in the real place, had Roku TVs. And so I got real acquainted with Roku City, though I did not know that it was that's what it was called until you just said it. But I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Roku City needs to release something where you can customize your Roku City. And every day there's five items that you can buy for a dollar.
They already got billboards and ads and stuff. I'd be watching it being like, is that an ad? Is that a billboard on the billboard?
A billboard on the billboard, honey. Late stage capitalism. We're at the end.
He's the only Jim I see.
Okay, real talk. Do you ever get tired of staring into your refrigerator like it's gonna magically rearrange itself into a meal? Like, maybe if I squint hard enough at a jar of pickles and that block of cheese, dinner's just going to appear? Well, I've tried and it doesn't. Every night at 6 o'clock, it's the same horror movie. I open the fridge, the light hits my face, and I'm standing there like, what is a well-balanced dinner, and why don't I have the ingredients to make one? Well, enter Omaha Steaks, my new go-to girl, my freezer hero, the reason I no longer negotiate with empty refrigerators. With Omaha Steaks, I keep my freezer stocked with restaurant-quality protein, and dinner is handled in minutes. We're talking tender steaks, flavorful burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all delivered straight to my door. And as a butcher's boy, let me just say, this is some of the best quality meat I have ever tasted, period. It's like having a butcher living in your house serving up steakhouse quality meat without the steakhouse prices. And yes, frozen delivery can be this good. Omaha Steaks ages their beef meticulously and vacuum seals everything individually so it ships nationwide, arrives frozen, and is ready to grill, sear, or roast with almost zero effort. There is no stress and no more 6 p.m. refrigerator standoffs. You can try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. August is the perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush begins. And honestly, I can't think of a better place to start than my closet. That's why I love shopping at Quince. Quince is all about fewer, better pieces. Their clothes are made with premium materials built to last and designed to become the ones you reach for day after day. Quince specializes in everyday staples that work harder, like their ultra soft organic cotton tees and premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They're versatile, they're timeless, they transition seamlessly from a casual work day to dinner out. And if you're still hanging on to the same worn out basics, Quince makes it easy to upgrade. They have premium denim and tailored chinos from just $60. With the kind of perfect fit, structure, and high quality fabrics that you would expect from a luxury designer brand. And everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. So you're paying for high quality, but not brand markup. And they don't have just clothes. I love Quince, especially right now. I feel like I was overdue for just some nice, reliable travel stuff. Like if you need a new toiletry bag, if you need new cases for your phone or straps for your phone or a case for your passport holder, like all that stuff. If you're looking for something nice for if you want to travel, but your stuff is kind of falling apart, they got that stuff too. They also have bedding and sheets. If it's time for that kind of replacement, they have everything. So not just clothes, but things you might need in your everyday life. They've got you covered. And trust me, I think you're going to like what you find. If you're looking for that type of stuff, or if you're looking for anything, perfect gifts for you or yourself or for somebody in your life, they have you covered. Personally, I have been loving these new linen pants that I got from Quince. If you know me, it's like summer is it's sweaty and I'm not trying to sweat. So finding something that's light, but also high quality can be challenging. So if you're looking for like nice linens, honey, this is the place to go. So, it's time to upgrade your everyday. Go to quince.com/babbel for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E, for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much, Quince, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the drama.
Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss, one who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air, not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidden chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
I don't eat everybody's cooking. Are you familiar?
Okay.
Are you familiar with the mukbang mermaid?
Mukbang mermaid?
That's the username, honey. Mukbang mermaid.
I saw it on your story the other day.
I don't.
You said
eat.
You don't like it.
I don't. I don't get it. I don't know what I'm watching.
I mean, you really shouldn't be eating everyone's cooking, especially after you started this story with that foot fork woman.
It's you so think she, true.
She does that on a cruise. She's definitely doing it at home.
You don't know the ways people clean their utensils, the way the people cook their food. Do they wash their hands when they're cooking for you? You have to really trust somebody if they're cooking for you.
That's why I'm against a bank potluck.
A bank potluck.
When I worked at the bank and they used to be like, everyone's bringing a little lunch to share next Friday.
Oh, no,
put your,
no,
put
no,
your
no.
name on the list for the work potluck.
I don't eat everybody's cooking.
Everybody's bringing a passing dish.
No.
And I'll be passing on some people's dishes.
I think that could really work well if everyone commits to going to a deli and getting a side. But I don't want to see somebody's homemade side. No.
You don't want the homemade pasta salad, macaroni salad?
Would you rather have somebody's homemade top, homemade bottom, or homemade side?
Side.
Honey.
What's somebody's homemade top?
My muffin top. It's all that.
Got it. Right, yeah. Right.
Okay, so, yes. Well, I do have to talk a little bit about a couple drag race type things.
Let's hit it.
First of all, have you heard about Dita Ritz?
I heard Dita Ritz was rumored to be on the next All Stars, but then not actually cast on the next All Stars. So I've been severely disappointed. But other than that, I've heard nothing.
That's not what I have to report. Dita Ritz apparently has an American Girl doll. Okay, are you following? Dita Ritz.
I just watched an entire season of Real Housewives of New Jersey Real Housewives of Rhode Island, where one of the women had 50 American Girl dolls. And she's my age, by the way.
You know what? You know what? I want to say something, but then again, it's like I that's me with my Pokemon Go.
Yes.
It's like mine just happened to be virtual, okay?
Yes, I don't brush mine's hair, but if I could brush an Eevee, I would.
I kind of do brush mine's hair. I pet each of my Pokemon buddies. I take a screenshot of it. I love to take a screenshot of a Pokemon I'm walking and send it to you, but you never even give it a thumbs up.
You're just walking it?
Well, you know, when I take a screenshot of a buddy and it gives you the prompt to like forward it to somebody. Anyway, Dita Ritz has an American Girl doll. Dita Ritz has an American Girl doll. Dita Ritz, who, what is the lip sync song she's famous for most? This will be an everlasting love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, she has an American Girl doll named Malaysia, and she takes it, her, she takes them everywhere, and she has every queen she sees take a picture with the doll. And I'm seeing a compilation of here's Isis Couture with Malaysia, here's Kennedy Davenport with Malaysia, here's Nini Coco with Malaysia. Malaysia kind of getting the VIP drag con experience. And does she even know?
Yeah, I'm looking. I found her. Is this her Finsta?
I don't know. This is her Mainsta. This is her. Oh, wait, no. I don't know, actually.
No. 12 a.m. doll.
Yeah.
Is her official backup page.
Oh, okay. So that's where the Malaysia content trickles in. Yeah, I'm seeing screenshots of Malaysia with different queens, and it's like one like, 11 likes, 11 comments, one share. So this must be the Finsta.
Well, if you want to go to Instagram.com/12amdoll, you'll find it all.
Okay. Midnight doll, is that Malaysia's like... Maybe that's Malaysia's handle. Malaysia baby doll fox?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, you think Malaysia's going to be at DragCon? Is DragCon even happening anymore? I think it got canceled forever.
I think it got canceled, but I am seeing pictures of... It looks like Dita Ritz went to one of the like Chicago... Remember when they had like Chicago Drag Race experience? Because she's in the workroom in a look with Malaysia.
Okay. Okay. The baby doll fox or the baby doll?
The doll.
The baby doll.
Baby, you can't read the doll.
That's T. That's true. Okay, so All Stars 11 is done.
Yes.
And how do we feel?
I am happy. I had wanted... Crystal, spoiler alert, I had wanted Crystal to win from the minute they announced this cast. I've been a Crystal Method fan since her original run, which I think was also season 11. Is that right? Or 12?
12.
And if you had told me, this season would have had such a delightful surprise in a person in an early out like Joey J, who came back and really won America's hearts. And then there I was sitting on my couch watching two people thinking, I'll be happy no matter what happens here.
It is really nice to have a final two where it's like, you know what? Let's go. Who cares? I mean, I care, but like whatever happens, I have reason to celebrate.
Well, yes, I went and I looked at all the seasons of Drag Race because I was like, there have been times in the past where there's been a season where I thought, okay, I'll be happy if any of these two people or three people win. Yeah, this was the eighth time.
Okay. Work. Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, I think we clocked it early, though, about regardless of the caliber of talent of who was coming into the season, knowing that the prize was the makeup line, it was kind of, it felt
What kind of insider information did you have? Because in what world was I like, I ain't never even seen their makeup collabs. And then as soon as this one was over, I saw video content of both Crystal and Joey with Norvina making their palettes and considering what they would do if they won.
Oh, I haven't seen that clip. I mean, I remember that from last year or... I don't remember.
I don't think I had ever seen that until this time.
No, I would like to see that, though. But it felt a little like, okay, well, who would have a makeup palette, Crystal or Dawn? Maybe other queens there, but, like, it felt a little inevitable. With that said, Crystal, I was rooting for and loving on season 12. I would have loved her to win then. I loved all three on season 12, so I was happy with anybody that was going to win. Like, that was one of the best... finales, period.
That's what I was gonna say. I that was one of the seasons where going into it I was super excited for Gigi, Jada, and Crystal, and I was like, no matter who wins, I'll be happy. But now I'm like, okay, well, now 2/3 of them have the crown. So when's Gigi coming to get hers?
And now imagine an all winners with some crystal method. Now we're talking. That's some high quality drag.
Yeah. T. I was happy. Yeah. I can't believe we're, I was going to say, it's like now we're out of the U.S. drag race for the year, but it's like Canada's all stars. UK is coming. Dragula sure. For you.
Selena S. Titties. Okay, so Selena S. Titties on Big Brother. Honey, mess. Her versus Angela. Girl.
They stay casting terrible gaze on this show.
I felt for her. Her game kind of blew up. It's I mean, she can come back from it, but it's definitely a mess right now. She was playing with Angela being like, "Oh, I knew I wanted to be with somebody who's kind of like a motherly figure." And she's talking about how her mom died and kind of using that as emotional manipulation of Angela. And then she's laughing at the cameras, and then she brags about doing that to other people in the house. And of course, those other people in the house go and tell Angela, and then Angela announces it to the entire Big Brother cast at the nomination ceremony and blows up Selena Estides' game. And it's like, oh my God, will Selena survive this? Will they bury the hatchet? Is this something she can come back from?
I think so. I think we've seen in recent seasons, sometimes the person who becomes everyone's number one enemy, then the rest of the house says, oh, well, we can get them out whenever. Nobody's going to trust them. Nobody's going to work with them.
And or that might just nobody's
happen
gonna,
with Selena.
Nobody's going to give them a vote in the end or something like that. Yeah.
Right. I would like her to stay a little bit longer. I think she is a fan. I think she does know how to play the game if she can get some power. I just get so confused. It's like these super fans who come into the show and say they're a super fan and then do all the things wrong, like
being the main character episode one. It's like, yeah, girl, it's
yeah.
over.
It's like, do you know how many people in the recent seasons especially have won this game by laying low at the beginning? Like, just chill out. There's what, 17 people there? People got to go home. If you just get along, whatever they say, you can make it to jury probably.
Yeah. And then her crying in confessionals because there's the
BB Time Machine fan voted award system.
Yeah. Every Girl. Week somebody gets a fan votes. All the fan votes are accumulated and somebody gets either a reward or a punishment. And Angela, who she got in a fight with, wins the opportunity to try to get the award or punishment. And so Selena immediately gets like paranoid that, okay, this means that America's on her side, I think.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I just thought my Drag Race family would vote for me. And she kind of blamed her not getting the most votes on the Drag Race fans. But it's like, I don't know.
This whole thing with the bringing the people back pissing me off from the beginning, like to rig it. And it's turning into a boring season and we're 2 weeks in to rig it so that Angela or two of the returning Survivor players win the first HOH, no matter what, I think is bullshit. I looked at it. Listen, I pulled the facts and figures. I was bored. 23% of the first HOHs to ever play the game and win have gone on to win the game. 38% of the first HOHs finish in the top three. 46% of the first HOHs finish in the top five. So it's like you're rigging a game to set it up for these people to go deep in the game. If you look at the statistics, the first HOH tends to do that. Then on top of already rigging it by giving one of them the first HOH, then you're going to do a fan voted thing as if the most popular people from a previous show aren't going to get the fan vote.
Right. Right.
Piss yes. me the fuck off.
I mean, yeah. However, devil's advocate, I think I kind of would prefer if they're going to do some type of twist, that the twist lasts longer than a week. Because remember when, I don't know what season it was, maybe 18 or 12, maybe 12. when they had the saboteur who so went
she
home
got
week
voted
one.
Out first.
Yeah, yes. Week one. And so it's kind of like if there's going to be an entire twist revolving around somebody, they should kind of invest a little bit in keeping them around. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's riggery, but it's a little bit of a womp womp if the twist gets sent home first.
Yeah, it's like on whatever season Paul was on when he got runner up and then he came back the very next season and dominated, but he entered the game and they were like, "Oh, Paul won a prize and he's immune for the first 3 weeks." It's
of
like,
course.
Okay, we get it. You want to let him be there and have some time to make connections. It feels very much like what they're doing with Angela, Dee, and Devins, and like I don't.
With that
really
said, Dee is kind of that girl. She, am I wrong in saying that, like, I feel like she is set up for really lasting a long time?
That's literally what the first HOH gets. They get to be HOH for longer than a week.
Yeah,
because
but nobody...
Not
every first HOH knows how to turn their, you know, their first week into... A lot of
shocker.
Success.
Somebody who won Survivor, of course, she's going to know how to like make some relationships.
Yeah,
but it's just like all you have to do is sit back and wait for a majority of eight people to come say, "Let's work together," and then you're set.
Yes. Yeah.
They need to change something up. They need to. The first week needs to be done differently. There needs to be like two HOHs. They need to run two get the two house halves the house against each other at once. Cause some division that way.
I did see Dawn tweeting about it. Dawn, Up Until Dawn, you know, on Twitter.
Tweeted she didn't vote for Selena.
Yeah, because Selena was crying in the diary room and said he thought his Drag Race fans would rally for him. And somebody quote tweeted and was like, "Only like three of us and Dawn know how the show works. We are doing our best, girl, trust." And then Dawn replied to that and said, "Trust, I voted for Angela, sorry." So like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Selena's going to have that support that she's really hoping for. And I think that she's really going to spiral about that. Yeah, I'm nervous for her.
She's already been spiral, teary mess. But like I said, when we talked about it last week, I'm like, I think it would be hard for any queer person to go in there and be surrounded by straights and be surrounded by a production team that pushes straight showmances and straight relationships and straight hookups.
Rome in lyrics saying, "I love you." Well, you know what? People were gagged by Rachel and Brendan and look at them now. And so like
first Big Brother baby.
Who am I to say that Rome and Lyric are not going to work out? But that's crazy. Nobody's even been eliminated yet, and they're talking about marriage. I'm gagged.
They're calling each other online. They're calling them Lime.
Lime. Lyric and Rome. Lime. Yeah. Like Lyme's disease?
Yes.
Honey,
exactly
the ticks.
Like that.
Honey, the ticks. I did see that they gave the people in Big Brother in the house vegetable cleaner. Like, but they didn't tell them about the explosive diarrhea lettuce.
Mm.
But they're giving them a lot of vegetable cleaner and implying, like, you should be using this.
I guess I didn't know vegetable cleaner was a thing.
Honey, careful. You're about to be explosive. I did order Burger King at 3 a.m. the other day. It was a crazy time. Some crazy things were going on. And I forgot to say no lettuce. And I finished the sandwich, the Whopper. And I was like, "Wanna hold on now. The lettuce is in."
I think I was getting up to go for a run. And I noticed it said your Pokemon light was on. And I thought, what's he doing up?
Eating my Burger King lettuce.
And now I know.
Yes, I was up to no good. Hey, did you listen to Confessions 2? We texted about it like a month ago, but I feel like you said nothing stood out to you.
Nothing stood out in a way that I wanted to go back and listen again.
I think you're wrong. And I am the last Madonna non-stan left on earth, I think. But
And I think it's Danceteria.
Danceteria? Danceteria? I think it's Espanol.
I ate the lettuce and I have Danceteria.
Girl, no, you got the lettuce in the Danceteria. I think you were in the Danceteria.
Danceteria sounds like a Countess Luann song. And if those who know, know.
The Danceteria, I believe. She was in the Danceteria. And she, yes, there is a song where she goes, Puerto Rican boys, they make me crazy.
I think this is the one.
That, when I first heard that, I gasped. I thought, she's nuts. But you know what?
Especially because it, baby, especially because it comes right. I was literally pulling up lyrics because that was the exact lyric I wanted to talk to, because she's like naming people in the club. And she says, there's Rocksteady Crew and Crazy Legs. Who's Crazy Legs?
I think you know. You know, and Crazy
then she
Legs.
Rhymes, and then she goes from Crazy Legs to Puerto Rican Boys, They Made Me Crazy.
I do love singing Puerto Rican Boys, They Make Me Crazy to Crouton, because Crouton's Puerto Rican. And I'm like, damn, Crudy, Madonna be singing about you and you don't even know. Puerto Rican Boys, They Make Me Crazy.
She's like, here we are at the party. And then she's just naming people. Keith Haring's
there. I love that song.
Basquiat.
I Crazy think that song Legs. Is good. No, the whole album, I fear Madonna might be in my top most played artists at least this month, let alone maybe this year, because I listened to Damn. The whole album all the way through, and you know I have never been a Madonna fan, so who am I?
You have Danceteria.
I like Danceteria. Sure. I like One Step Away. I Feel So Free. I like Good for the Soul. I like Bizarre. I love Love Without Words. I like Love Sensation. I like what else? What's that one? School's in session. Yeah, all of them are good. I'm sorry, but what happened? She did something to make this. She put something in this album.
She put a little stank on it.
She scratched her foot and sprinkled it on top of this album.
Who honey. Hasn't?
So does this mean I need to go listen to Confessions on a Dance Floor? Because I don't know if I know Confessions on a Dance Floor.
Yeah,
this is Confessions way to find out. Too. Do you know Confessions on a Dance Floor?
Yes.
Hung Up?
Yes.
I guess.
Well, yes.
I don't know. Okay, I'll do my research.
All right.
School's in session. Corey, is there anything else you need to discuss? Any hot topics?
You know, I think that's it. Jimothy was my big one.
Mm.
Breakout star of the year.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, I do have the WeHo sinkhole. Do you hear about what's going on in my city, honey?
I don't like sinkholes, and I don't like thinking about them.
The ground is quaking. The earth is opening up. The water's flooding. I saw on people's stories their cars in their garages were underwater. The garages were flooded. You know how I'm dealing with construction in my building. Imagine if on top of everything, my garage flooded. I think I would give up.
It would Global be, warming is here, honey.
It'd be too much. Mm. I don't need everybody's cooking. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me feeding that lady's dead foot skin to Jimothy. He's probably hungry.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's a delicacy at the Danceteria.
That's like microdosing human meat to somebody.
Oh, raccoons would definitely eat human meat.
Oh my god. But Jimothy's no normal raccoon. His dietary restrictions are probably crazy. He can't eat everybody's cooking. He cannot. In those conditions with those chromosomes.
You heard it here first.
Okay. Well, later. All right.